With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Thousands in Spokane, Washington have been without power for over a week since a devastating windstorm buckled the region's power grid. The November 17th storm left nearly 200,000 households and businesses without power. Roughly 5,000 customers will go without electricity through tomorrow. Spokane Public Radio Acting News Director Steve Jackson says the storm toppled well over 300 trees.
Some of the areas hardest hit included our South Hill area, where there's quite a lot of really nice homes. The power crews have told us that it's been a real complex series of problems. They've had to access poles and transformers and the like that aren't out on the street. They're in folks' backyards or in alleyways, and that has really slowed down the recovery. They said it took a crew. It took them literally all day long just to restore power to 8 homes on the South Hill. You know, they brought in crews from all over the inland Northwest, I believe, including Montana and the west side of Washington, working 16-hour shifts. There were a couple places up on that South Hill location where there were just dozens of poles knocked over, and all the infrastructure was all wrapped in a giant ball. And so even if they got power on at some locations, they would have a problem turning it on because there were still all these power lines everywhere, and they didn't want to turn them on and have down power lines that were live laying all over the place.
Here in Montana, a big cold Canadian system swept in yesterday morning, yesterday afternoon. It brought lots of wind, lots of snow, very cold temperatures with it. Is it the same thing over there, or did it miss you guys?
No, it hasn't been that severe, but there was this concern. Yesterday afternoon, the wind started picking up a bit. Their main concern was that the winds were going to gust as high as about 30 miles an hour maximum, which isn't too much, but they were going to be coming from a different direction. We normally get our winds in Spokane from the southwest. They were saying that the winds were going to be coming and are coming from the northeast. They were concerned because a lot of those trees that are still standing may have been weakened by last week's storm, and they weren't really sure what that meant for us. With the winds coming in a different direction, they were concerned about maybe more trees toppling over. But otherwise, we got a little bit of snow yesterday, maybe an inch or two. They're just mostly worried about the wind chill. I mean, today's high is 36 degrees in Spokane. That's the prediction. But the winds up to 30, they're saying, you know, single-digit wind chills. But luckily, those winds are supposed to taper off tonight because I believe the overnight low in Spokane tonight's down to 17. So imagine if we have about 5,000 homes tomorrow still without power on Thanksgiving Day. There's going to be a lot of very, very cold people up here.
Are there warming centers established around?
Yeah, there definitely are. There's 6 shelters. I don't know how many people have utilized the shelters. I don't think it's been as many as you might anticipate. But oddly enough, a real popular thing with this outage is people want to recharge their cell phones. So a lot of businesses were opening with charging stations as well.
Last question, and that is, has Spokane Public Radio been able to stay on the air in the aftermath of this thing? And if so, how?
And that is the greatest question. So I'm glad you asked me this last. The storm was on Tuesday. We have been in the process of moving into a new facility. The new facility is literally 5 blocks away from our old building that we've been in for 30 plus years. We plan to move in the new facility on a temporary basis to do our fall pledge drive. Tuesday, the day of the storm, was the first day of our pledge drive. As the afternoon wore on, it became apparent it was a major storm. We tried to give some updates. Then we went off the air when the power went down. Wednesday, we had no power at our old facility. We had power at the new building because we had moved a major generator. I'm talking a generator as big as a truck. We moved that down to the new building a couple months ago. So we had power there, but the problem was we were still utilizing a lot of the infrastructure from the old building to broadcast. The third day, our engineer got his own home generator, brought it up to the old building. We didn't have enough power to run heat, telephone, any of the recording gear, any of the playback gear. All we had was our control board, 2 microphones, 1 light bulb in a tiny control room. We were in there last week, Thursday and Friday, Saturday and Sunday, without any other power. You know, our operators were on the air, then they'd have to go down and fill the generator. We were doing as much live information as we could with our super limited resources. We were able to get internet service on Thursday, and that helped a lot to pass along information about the outages and about the warming centers. But literally by Sunday, when the power came on, the last reading in the control room, because we brought a thermometer into the control room, it was 40 degrees, and we were doing broadcasts in that room.
I can't tell. This is either a miserable Thanksgiving or one to be very grateful for the things that you actually do have.
Personally, I felt super lucky. I mean, I live in a kind of remote area outside of town, and I'm not on the main utility in town. I'm on a kind of a local utility out there that routinely goes off because I'm out on kind of a windswept prairie and little farmland area. And amazingly enough, my power was only off for about 10 hours the first day. So, I mean, I almost felt guilty that I was one of the few that still had power. But there's a lot of people out there that are really hurting, and I think a lot of us feel sorry for them. A lot of people are, you know, out there inviting friends or neighbors to come over and have Thanksgiving dinner with them because those people don't have any resources or any way to cook or anything.
Spokane Public Radio, I guess, Acting News Director Steve Jackson, thank you so much for your valuable time. Best of luck. Our best thoughts and wishes go out to all you folks in Spokane.
Great. Thanks.